We're in week number two of a series called Him Plus Her. Now, let me remind you of the reason we're doing this series. The intention behind this series is not to make you uncomfortable. It's not to create awkward for you, but it is to give you a biblical perspective, right, of what it looks like to have friendship and relationship with someone of the opposite gender, because we think that's very, very, very important for you. And usually about once a year, we'll do some talks that are centered around what the Bible has to say about the subject, right? Now, hopefully you guys have already had some really cool discussion in your small groups, and you guys have been learning some things and growing together and talking about some things that are significant. I want to remind you, those of you, you may have some questions during this series. You may have some questions, some thoughts. Man, we may not cover everything. And if you want to ask a question or text in a question, you can text it to this number that's going to come on the screen. It's number 678-682-7896. Now, I got a ton. I'm trying to figure out why we're talking. Great. Great. I got a ton of really good and interesting questions last week, and this is my promise. If your question is genuine, then you will receive an answer, okay? If it's just to be funny and whatever, then we're not going to answer you. But if your question is genuine, then we will give you an answer. And the best part about that is we're going to point you to something in the Bible, because that's the thing that's going to help you most when it comes to living this life and navigating this that we're talking about, right? Now, what I said last week is that we're going to have a series of conversations. And this is a series that's going to last 3 weeks. And so last week, we had the conversation, right, that in middle school, for those of you, obviously, the next 3 years of your life, this year and the next two, it's best and it's most wise for you to simply focus on friendship when it comes to someone of the opposite gender. That was our first conversation. And even though that is the first conversation, that is the conversation over this entire series. We're going to talk about other things because I want you to hear other things and I want you to get perspective from Scripture. But at the end of the day, that is where we think you need to land and stay and live, is this area of friendship with the opposite gender. But what I told you is that beginning this week and then the week to come, we're going to progress in that conversation. So tonight, I do want to talk with you about this thing that we call dating. Now, before we get to dating, I want to reiterate and repeat what I said last week. The most important decision that you could make or that I could make when it comes to relationship or friendship with the opposite gender is that it is focusing on friendship. Let me tell you why I believe that to be true. Now, obviously, we talked about some things like honesty, and we talked about some different things last week. But one of the things that we talked about is all the change that you're going through as middle school students. Now, obviously, some of that change hasn't hit you yet, but you're going to, over the next few years, you're going to face a lot of different changes in your life. And it's normal. It's what God ordained for you. It's the way that it works out for us to mature and grow up, right? But with all of the change, what I told you last week is, why make middle school years any more complicated than they should be? Because when you do start to open that chapter in the book of your life called dating, right? And there will be a time when that chapter opens, right? That's a healthy thing, right? When you do open that book and that chapter, right, the reality of that is that there's a lot of pressure that comes when it comes to dating. For example, you always want to look your best. You always want to act your best. You always want to put your best foot forward, right? You don't want to do anything to embarrass yourself, you know? Some of you guys, maybe you have this fear of like going on your first date and you like trip on the sidewalk and you fall on your face. I mean, wouldn't that be awful, right? And then the other person is just there to laugh at you, and then you're embarrassed, and then they think, you know, it's just weird, right? And so there's so much pressure that comes with this. There's so much pressure that results in dating. And so while you're in middle school, why even open the door to all of that pressure? It makes zero sense. Now, sometimes, right, when you open the book of dating, when you open that chapter, right, there'll be times when maybe you try to, you know, fix your hair when the person's not looking at you, right? You don't want them to know that you fix your hair, right? Or maybe you, like, you know, gave a funny look, but you didn't want them to see your funny look, right? Because you want them to see you as your best you, right? That's the way that it works. Now, I have a video that I want to show you of what I mean. Maybe you don't understand what I mean. You shouldn't understand what I mean, because none of you should even be thinking about dating. But check this out. Did you guys see the guy in the back seat? Did y'all see his face? He's like, can I please roll down the window? Oh, man. So good. But think about this. Think about this. A lot of pressure that comes. A lot of pressure that comes with dating. And here's the thing. I know that some of you, you would say that you are already dating. Now, that honestly blows my mind. I don't even understand that, okay? But if you would say, you know what, that is me, even as a sixth grade girl or guy, you know, maybe your parents just, they don't mind that, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm not here to change your parents' mind, but I am here to change yours. And what I would say is that you don't need to even think about it. Instead, what you should do when it comes to dating is you should just forget about it and focus on friendships with the opposite gender. Focus on friendships with the opposite side of the room. I mean, ladies, for crying out loud, all of them don't even wear deodorant yet. You know what I'm saying? Now, Here's what I want to do tonight, as I spit all over myself. Here's what I want to do tonight. I want to give us a statement. I want to give us a statement that I want to rally around tonight, because I think it matters. It's actually at the top of your outline. Write this down. When it comes to dating, and here's what I know that I'm speaking to you prior to when you start dating. These are things that you need to know and that you need to apply. These are important things we're going to talk about tonight. So write these down with the understanding of hopefully that chapter's nowhere near opening for you, but there will come a day when it does, and this is important to know. So here it is. Make sure when dating that they love God more than they like you. Let me say it again. Shh. Make sure that they love God more than they like you. Students, this is so important. And yet what happens is that in the society that we live in the social media world that we live in, when it comes to music and television and movies, a lot of times, this is the single, I need you to hear this, this is the single most important factor when it comes to a relationship with someone of the opposite gender, that they love God more than they like you. And yet what happens is that we completely ignore this at times. We want to avoid it. We want to skip past it instead of making sure that it is the first thing that we even consider, the first thing that we even think about, is that the person that we are dating or will eventually date is a person that loves God more than they like you. I want you to think about that for a second, that they love God more than they like you. I remember a couple weeks ago, I think it was the night, it was during the Christmas time, it was the night of the movie, and I was talking with some, I think it was seventh grade girls, and we were having a conversation, and we were having some fun, and the subject of boyfriend got brought up, right? And so we were just having fun a little bit. After a little bit of, you know, banter back and forth, and what's his name, and, you know, is he good at sports, whatever. I asked her this question. I said, well, does he love Jesus? And she looked at me confused. She was like, I think he does. Well, does he go to church? Yeah. Here's the thing. She didn't know. It is the single most important factor in any relationship, whether they love God more than they like you. And when I asked her that question of does he love Jesus, she couldn't answer me. Students, if you can't answer that question about someone that you care about like that, it's not a good place to start. You've got to make sure that they love God more than they like you. And even more than that, you've got to make sure that you love God more than you like them. But that gets tricky, and it gets difficult at times. About a month ago, I was listening to a sermon from our senior pastor, Kevin Myers. And PK was saying some unbelievable things. He was talking about the story and the person of Mary. You guys know Mary in the Bible? Mary was the mother, okay? She was the mother of Jesus. And what PK was talking about is he was talking about the relationship that Mary had with God. He was talking about the fact that when she was very young in age, perhaps, ladies, even as young as you are now, that she settled something in her soul that she would not look back on. She settled the fact that the most important relationship in her life was her relationship with God. It's a powerful, powerful message. I want you to hear about 3 minutes of it. And here's what I want you to understand. While a lot of what he's saying, guys, is directed towards ladies, it still carries huge weight and huge meaning for us. Everything that he's about to say, it carries huge weight for both sides of the room. And so, students, I want you to listen intently. I want you to listen well. This is not a time for you to be focusing on anyone else other than you and the screen. Okay? Check it out.
And in the midst of this, I think, Mary, if anybody has a chance to step up and say, I had to choose who and what I would treasure. I think Mary has earned that. She was very young when she determined that she would treasure God over a guy. And as I sat with the 10 women, chatted with my wife, sat inside this story, I think it's true that it's a modern day temptation for women to put a guy before God. And the cure, the solution, is to find your sense of security, identity, and somebody in God first. And if you find that in God first, then you won't have to get that from a guy. You won't even have to get that from your husband. If you will find that in God first, if you will find your identity, if you will find your security, if you will find your sense of somebody wrapped up in who God is and who he made you to be, you won't have to go get that from a guy. And when you have to get that from a guy, you become desperate. And desperate is blind. And desperate usually does dumb. And we see it all over the place in our culture, and we know it's true. We just hardly talk about it. Now, some women are going to say, I would never find my identity security in a guy. I know no better than that. And you've moved on to something else. But some of you find your security, your identity, and sense of somebody in your body. And the culture celebrates that and encourages it. Or find your identity and sense of somebody in your career. Or find it in your possessions. The point being, I think Mary would tell us, is anything other than in God is going to leave you soul empty. In fact, I think she'd step up and say, listen, you are a child of the king, a daughter of the king, which makes you his princess. Don't be anybody else's princess first. His princess first. You settle that in your soul and you will have amazing freedom in this world. You don't. And often unknowingly, your desperate will cost you greatly. Because the only constant in your life is going to be God. Know this. Mary would reveal, listen, early on, the one who knew her best was her God. And before she ever met Joseph and had the arrangement, God was with her. And God was with her all the years that she was with Joseph. But if you know her story, you know that sometime by her 40s, she was widowed. And she watched her son, Jesus, suffer through the crucifixion without Joseph at her side, but God was with her. The only constant in her life was God. He's the only constant in yours. You better find your identity, your security, and sense of somebody in the only constant that you will have in life.
Something that PK said, it was all powerful, but something that he said that I thought was just so good. He said this. He said, anything other than in God will leave you soul empty. Do you get that? I want you to think about that. I want you to sit in that for a second. Anything other than in God will leave you soul empty. And students, that is the exact way that God created us to be. I'd love for you to write this down on your outline. You have to know that God must be at your core. God must be at your core. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it like this. It says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind. And that's exactly what PK was getting at. That's exactly what PK was saying, is that with every bit of who you are, that you love God, that you love God more than you like someone else. And that whoever you're considering in that way, that they are so radically and madly in love with God, that their relationship with you doesn't get in the way of their relationship with him. He said this. He said that you have to find, and this is for both sides of the room, you have to find your sense of security and your sense of identity and your sense of somebody in him, in God alone. And when we don't do that, when we fail to do that, it messes up the way that God designed relationships with the opposite gender to work. I want you to check out this drawing. You guys have seen this before. And if you haven't seen it, then this is what this represents. This represents all the different relationships in our lives, right? So it represents, each circle represents a specific relationship. Some of these relationships on the outside are relationships we have with friends or family or cousins, right? Or teachers or coaches or people that don't know Christ that we want to see them come to know Christ, right? And so all of this picture represents the relationships and the friendships that you and I have. And notice that in the middle, in the core, the single most important relationship is your relationship with who? It's your relationship with God. And understand, this is what happens. Let's say that, ladies, you start liking a guy named Johnny. And gentlemen, you start liking a guy named Jana, okay? Those are great names. Don't make fun of me. But listen. Don't lose it. What happens is when we don't love God more than we like someone else, or the person that we're interested in doesn't love God more than they like us, what happens is very, very easily and very, very quickly, this is what begins to consume us. Johnny begins to consume us, and the way that Johnny feels about me, and the way that Johnny looks at me, and the, what Johnny thinks. And then for us, it's Jana, and the way that Jana looks at me, and the way that Jana thinks. What does Jana think about me? She think I'm cool. She think I'm hip. She think I can dance. She think I'm a good athlete. I mean, so we start thinking about what they think. And so what happens is they consume us. And then in turn, before we even realize it, students, these two people become to the, they come to this circle, and they become the core relationship in our life. They become what we think about most. They become what consumes us. And then what happens is we put people in a place in our life that cannot fulfill us. We allow people to get into a circle, into an area and a place in our life that only God can fulfill. And we allow these other people to take place, or excuse me, to take the place of God. Now, I know for some of you, this is foreign. You're not here yet. Praise the Lord for that. That's a good thing. But for some of you, you are. For some of you, all you can think about is what that guy thinks of you. For some of you, all you can think about is that girl. You're there. You're living in the midst of that. Understand something. Understand something. Did you catch what PK said? He said that Mary settled very early in her life that God was going to be the core, that God was going to be most important, and that no one would take his place. And yet, so many times, instead of looking to God, we look to media. We look to friends. We're pressured by even some of us, even our own family pressures us, hey, you like anybody yet? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And before we even notice it, we've put God on the outside and Johnny and Jana are on the inside. And what happens is that this, understand something tonight, students. It is not possible for these people to be in this place in your life, because they're not going to meet your needs the way God can. God is the only one. He is, what did PK say? He is the only constant in your life. He is the only constant, not another person. Now understand something. Marriage is a beautiful thing. And there will be a time in your life when that chapter opens too. I'm not downing marriage, okay? I want you to hear that. What I'm telling you is that at this age in your life, you haven't figured this out. You haven't figured out how to make God the most important relationship of your life. And so in middle school years, that's where you need to land. You need to just let that be what you focus on. Remove the pressure of anything else. And when it comes to the other side of the room, just focus on friendship. And that brings me to a do statement. How do you apply this? What do I want you to do with this? It's very simple. Wait to date. Some of you would say, I'm already dating. Well, this is what I'm saying. Stop. Some of you would say, you know what? You're right. I'm not dating. Good. It's like this. I love TiVo. TiVo is one of the best inventions in the world, right? Because you can watch a game, and you can fast forward it, and you can rewind it, and you can watch play after play, and you can repeat the play, like when Dez Bryant caught the football against the Packers, and I watched that over and over again, right? And I love that you can fast forward through commercials, and I love that you can pause it. You can pause it to take a bathroom break. You can pause it to go get some food, right? TiVo's great. This is what I'm telling you. This is what I'm telling you. Hit the pause button. For crying out loud, hit the pause button. Girls, There is no way that you should be consumed by a guy right now. If you are, then ask God to be the one that consumes you. And guys, there's no way that you could be should be consumed by anyone on the other side of the room. If you are, then ask God to be what consumes you. And simply wait to date. There will be a time in your life when you're ready to hit play on the dating button. But it's not right now. It's not right now. I know I told you guys that we would talk about some practical things like when and who and how and all those kinds of things. We don't have time to get into that. But I will tell you this. If you want to ask questions, if you want to send questions in that you're not sure about, again, it's an anonymous texting system. I would love for you to do that. But here's the point of tonight. You have to get to a place where you love God more than you like them. And they have to get to a place where they love God more than they like you. And for most of us in middle school, we're just not there. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with not being there. It's not the right time for you to be there. And so wait. And focus on your relationship with God. Let's pray. God, thank you for what an incredible example Mary is to us. That Mary determined early in life that you would be the most important decision or the most important relationship that you would have. And I pray for these students because I know in the world that we all live in, I know that they are pressured, that they, it's everywhere they turn. Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you like anybody? Is someone like you? I mean, it's all over the place. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would help them to look past that, God. That you would help them to understand the most important thing they can do right now is to make sure they love you more than they like anyone else. And the same thing goes for anyone who they would be interested in. So give us the strength to do that. Help us to learn and see and understand how do we make our relationship with you the most important. We thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen.